This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7, and you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is Thursday, and Mike is back.
Woohoo! Couple days off. I'll be here a couple days, and I'll be gone a couple weeks. So, Carol, you'll be flying this puppy with some guest hosts. Are you lining them up?
I have them all lined up, just except for one day, but I'm not too worried about
That's pretty good. Excellent. Yeah. There'll still be some new, a few new voices, perhaps?
There is going to be a few new voices.
Okay.
And,
groovy.
Yeah.
I hope they're not too good. But anyway, it'll be...
No worries, Mike. No worries.
Well, that sounds like fun. Well,
although, you know, I am... There's 3 days that we don't, we're not going to be
That's true. Yeah, the Red Sox will be playing some day games.
Yeah.
And when I looked at the schedule earlier this year, I didn't see those games.
So I didn't
I don't know
either.
If things got changed. Or whatever, but so that's fine. So I was, as I think people know, away. My family was in town, a couple family members. I have a pretty large family from the Detroit area. So I'm here to tell you where, among the places we went, where to get the best-priced lobster roll in New England that I have found. If you like lobster roll, you know.
The Tuckaway Tavern.
Well, I haven't been there, and I know that they were here yesterday. What do they cost? That's the question.
You know, we actually didn't talk about cost, but on Mondays and Tuesdays at the Tuckaway, they do 2-for-1.
Oh.
And they have a line out the door.
That's a tough one to
from
beat.
From open to close.
Yeah.
And they use just the knuckle and claw meat. And,
wow.
But anyway, where did you go?
Well, so a week or two ago, the same weekend that you and Daryl were at Ogunquit, and you know, in Perkins Cove, there's Barnacle Bill's.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I had a lobster roll the first night we were there. It was $20, which is a lot.
It's a bit steep.
Is more because I got an even bigger one at the Hanover Street Chop House for like $17 for lunch, and it was rocking. So we're at Castle Island. Was it yesterday or the day before? Which is off South Boston in Boston Harbor.
Yeah.
It's a giant place where you know just. People love to take their kids, their dogs, and they've got a little restaurant there, a walk-up joint. $11 for something that was even bigger and better than Barnacle Bill's.
Really?
$11, and the lobster roll was fantastic.
That's crazy.
$11.
That's a really good price.
It really is. So I don't know if it was just all knuckles and claws and everything like that, but it was really good. And I said, this is half the price of something I had at Perkins Cove, which of course is just a huge tourist spot, as is Spectacle Island, but you don't have as much money coming to Castle Island. Castle Island at Boston Harbor.
That's pretty good.
Have you ever been to Castle Island?
I haven't.
Know where it is? It's in South Boston. And It's this large beach area, and then there's an island. It's got like an old fort, and you can walk around the whole place, and it's just a really nice family kind of place to go. And then they have a little place you can walk into to get, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, fried fish, whatever you want. So anyway, there's my recommendation, although I truly would love to try the Tuckaway Tavern sometime to see what their 2-for-1 deal is.
Yes, they say it's a line from open, and they're open for lunch. And he says you cannot get in there. He says if you go on a Monday or a Tuesday, both days, just plan on waiting.
Yeah.
And
so Bobby Marcotte, I believe, was your guest, correct?
He was awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that.
Young kid. Mm-hmm. And, well, I'm saying young kid. I mean, the responsibility that he had. And, you know, he looks young. Yeah. I'm thinking he's probably almost 30 or so.
But, right.
You know, he just does an amazing job over there. And I was very, very impressed by him.
Don't
so
open it up
yet. Was awesome. Oh, Mike is our lunch has arrived for the mayor, and Mike I think is keeping it a surprise. Maybe,
yeah, well, it's probably too late because they probably told the mayor. The mayor arrived here a couple of minutes ago. So why don't we take a break?
Let's do that.
Everybody's here and ready to go.
Everybody's ready.
The mayor
is
hungry.
Here and he's hungry.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
1220 WTPL, The Pulse, 107.7. Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin, and we're brought to you by Grasshopper's Garden Supply, where the customer comes first, 728 New River Road, New Boston, and a brand new sponsor to the show, Mama McDonough's Irish Pub at 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. There you go. New sponsor. Good to have him.
Yeah, there we go. And welcome back. And it is our bi-weekly segment with Mayor Gatsis. And I really love this segment because we get to feed the mayor, and it's so fun. And it's just fun finding different restaurants each week to serve you.
Come on in.
As I said to you, Carol, I was walking down Elm Street, and somebody asked me about the Tuna Pea Wiggle. So there's no question. Either they're sitting outside listening, or they're listening at their desks. But certainly people are listening.
Look at how beautiful that looks.
Now, is that... That looks like salmon, right? Or is that swordfish?
Salmon,
right?
James.
Wild salmon. Crab cakes.
Crab cakes?
That must be crab cakes. Mm-hmm. And that looks absolutely amazing.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
And you can't leave until you finish it all, Mayor.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Let's find out who this is and
all right,
and
you know what? You
is.
Talk, because I'm going to help him right here with his mic.
Oh, okay. Terrific. So we have Nolan's in today, just a couple doors down, actually about halfway between the City Hall where the mayor works and the radio studios at 814 Beacon Street. And this is probably the largest spread that we've seen.
This is for lunch, dinner,
yeah.
And tomorrow's lunch and dinner.
Breakfast tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, get nice and close, if you would, to the mic, please, Chef.
Okay, is that close
enough? No, it's not. Okay. I mean, you have to be almost intimate with it. There you go.
I get you now.
All right.
Thank you very much. My name is James Dulles. I'm from Nolan's Cajun Grill on Elm Street. I brought in one of our classic traditional, the Nolan's Trio, which has the etouffee, red beans and rice, and jambalaya. I brought in a twist on a classic of a crab cake. It's now a cornbread crab cake down on the end over there.
Yes.
It's done with cornbread and panko crumbs instead of the traditional.
Which the mayor has volunteered to share with me.
And then I was told to bring something healthy, so this is what I ran last weekend. It was a molasses and Jack Daniel's barbecued salmon.
Oh, hello.
With mango and mango.
You were just talking about Jack Daniel's a minute ago.
with a mango and strawberry salsa, and over white rice and corn on the cob corns. And this is generally how I like to make all my dishes look as they go out. This is not just presentation for the radio. This is how I would present it at the restaurant as well.
Well, I will tell you, I am very impressed. It looks amazing. And salmon is like my favorite thing. So, Mayor, I am going to have a bite of that salmon.
No, you aren't.
Oh!
You have to.
Oh, my gosh.
What is the mayor eating? Is that the etouffee?
No, that's actually the jambalaya.
The jambalaya
and some
rice. This is
the red beans and rice.
Okay.
And this is the crawfish etouffee.
Oh.
Oh, my.
How many places you can get crawfish up this far?
No,
typically.
This is pretty much the only restaurant I've seen that would carry it on the menu, and I'm actually enjoying all the little varieties of different types of southern food that I get to play with.
Oh, my gosh, that is so good.
He's passing it around. Careful, not on the mayor's phone.
Yes, sorry.
That's terrific. Thanks,
Mayor.
I'm
going to bring some variety of food. I didn't know what you guys would be interested in, but I hope that I made something.
Great variety.
Here, Mike, here's a fork.
Thank you. You
can hear all this rustle here in the studio. We're all like clamoring to get some of that. Mm. So James, tell us a little bit more about your menu. Like, what else can people look forward to when they go to Nolan's? Now, Nolan's also, for listeners out there that don't know, it's located on Elm Street. It's just a couple of doors down from right where we are.
That's where Z used to be.
It's exactly where Z used to be. Yep. I just started there about a month ago. But what I can say about our menu is that we're a southern-based restaurant, but none of the food is too spicy. If you want it hot, we make it hotter for you. I can't do very hot foods. I can enjoy a nice meal there and not be screaming for a glass of milk or a loaf of bread. I mean, everything there can be made hotter if that's what they like.
Not hot at all.
And, you know, that's important because a lot of people, you know, first off, you know, Mike and I talk about this from time to time, you know, people that don't like spicy food. And when you mention Mexican to them, they're like my mother, gosh, I can't have Mexican because it's spicy. Well, it's not generally spicy.
All of these dishes are prepared how we would normally serve them. If you want them hotter, we can make anything as hot as you like. It all depends on how you want your food. We base it off of New Hampshire style taste buds.
Oh, that's smart.
We,
That is very smart, because listeners, you know, when they hear Nolens and they hear, you know, Bourbon Street and all that, I think they think of spicy. So it is not spicy, but if you do want to jack it up, you can.
Absolutely.
Important.
We offer things like alligator, fried alligator bites.
I've had
Had them there.
Those are really good.
I don't eat them, but my boyfriend he loves them.
Yeah, you'd never know. I would never guess it's alligator.
It's my new chicken tender. Instead of eating chicken,
any tuna pea wiggle on the menu?
That's the mayor's favorite, tuna pea wiggle.
Well, if you ever come into the restaurant, I promise I'll put on specials.
Well, you know, maybe you could make your little twist on tuna pea wiggle.
Yeah.
New Orleans, style.
Alligator pea wiggle.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh, that would be cool.
Now, Chef, what with the rice and beans, what is that? Is that fish or what's the protein?
No, this is actually a southern fried chicken.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, my.
You know, buttermilk, all this nice stuff.
Okay.
Nice
all right. So we got the real version of what Popeyes tries to do.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. You bet.
So, okay, so this right here, that's a trio?
That's a trio. You can get any one of those individually if you like. The red beans and rice comes its own place, so does the jambalaya. This is a fresh-made cornbread muffin with fresh corn inside of it as well. It's not just out of a box. And we try to go above and beyond on everything we do.
That looks really delicious.
And the same canned cornbread muffins that I use for that are the ones I make out of the crab cakes as well now.
Okay. You said it's like a cornbread
muffin crab cake instead of what most people around here use, like Ritz crackers or Italian breadcrumbs or panko.
Right.
It's more of a, it definitely changes the flavor a lot.
I have to ask you about I don't know if this is aioli or
remoulade.
Spicy
remoulade.
So it is a little bit spicy.
Yes, it is.
And I love it because it really plays nicely off the
ingredients. The sweeter flavor of the crab cake.
Yeah. Carol, you need to have a little bit more salmon.
I'm good. Really? Do you have that on the menu all the time, or that's
a special?
Okay.
That was my special, but, you know, we're always looking for new menu
items,
of course. That could be one of them. I mean, I did a crawfish chop salad over the weekend that people really liked. We have two styles of crawfish. We have just the meat, and then we have the full body crawfish, which we do crawfish boils with. But I did this, just the meat on top of a salad like you would in a normal chop house.
Ooh.
All right, so talk to me about
cheese and bacon, and I did a spice cherry pepper ranch instead of what normally people. Oh, it's a little bit kick to it as well.
Right.
Like I said, I try to take things that people classically like in New England, and I try to kick it up just a little bit to the southern style.
Talk to me about the crawfish, because it's something that I have little experience with. It's like little teeny micro lobsters.
Yeah.
I mean, do you eat the whole thing, or how do you?
Have to tell you that you'd have to ask somebody else, because I would not eat one of those. I believe they just take the tail and suck out the fat out of the tail, and that's about
really?
It. Yeah,
that's the way you eat them.
They just kind of, like you
say,
they
boil
at the
them.
Table, they
must take
them.
Forever because they're so small.
Oh, no.
Well, you get a
crawfish
bunch.
Boil, you have a pretty good assortment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You need to cut open that piece of chicken, Mayor. I'm dying to have a little piece of the fried chicken there.
He's saying it's all yours.
Oh,
no.
So is
the ginger ale.
So is the ginger ale, yeah.
Here we go.
That's all right.
That's all right. That's what happens when you have food around electronics.
Yeah.
Looks just like mine.
It's all right. I will get to that shortly after.
So,
clean up on aisle four, Irv.
So, James, what else might people find on the Nolens menu?
Well, like I said, this was the main variety of what we have. And then we have shrimp and grits, you know, things that we have.
Shrimp and grits.
Yes. We try to anything southern-based. We try to take a play off of that. And then we have anything that's non-spicy for people. We have baby back ribs. We have New York sirloins. You know, traditional fish and chips, fried oysters, chicken dinners and stuff like that. You can do fried chicken, which is leg, thigh, and a wing, which is one of my favorites. I love country fried chicken.
Would be one of my favorites,
too. We have hush puppies, which you don't get around here much either.
True. That is true.
We also offer the $5 lunch menu, you know, so people can come down here, try anything for $5, you know. And if they like it, they can come back for dinner and spend a little bit more.
And, you know, listeners, for those of you tuning in, we are talking with the chef, James Dellis, over at Nolens over here in Manchester, right on Elm Street. And it's our every other biweekly segment with the mayor. We're feeding the mayor. And I think he's definitely enjoying it, I can tell. And for those of you that don't know Nolens, what is the address of Nolens?
860 Elm Street.
860 Elm Street. And they have some nice outside seating. So, you know, if you've never been there, I highly recommend it.
Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday.
All kinds of music.
Wednesday through Saturday.
Is it mostly Dixieland jazz?
We shoot a lot for jazz, but, you know, and there is a variety, but mostly jazz, of course.
And have you ever been at night?
Oh, I have, yes.
Isn't it fun?
After a Palace show, we'll go over there sometimes, yes, just before close. Yep. And have.
It's a very nice atmosphere.
It's a nice warm atmosphere, you know. It makes you think you're down on Bourbon Street. Yeah. It really does.
It definitely does.
And I've actually been to Mardi Gras, so I do know what I'm
talking
about.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I went there a few years ago, and I had a great time. And it definitely takes the life and the liveliness of Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Yeah, it's New Hampshire.
It's maybe the most unexpected restaurant in Manchester, I would say, just because of the style. Yeah. And I'm so glad that it's still here, 3 years maybe? Yeah. Been open?
Yeah.
It's great that it survived because we know that the success rate of restaurants isn't as high as we'd like it to be. But
of course,
apparently people like it.
People come in because you have the twist. You know, people are becoming to realize that it's not all hot. Some people are like, oh, I'll bring my girlfriend. They just say, oh, I'll get the salad because they're scared. No. Everything is, like I said, very mild. Nothing is based too hot.
Well, it really looks absolutely tremendous. It definitely does. And listeners, you know, when you go in there, like on one of those nights, Wednesday through Saturday, when they have the live entertainment, they have the windows are open, and it's just like a great, great atmosphere. Yep. And lunchtime, they can go and check things out for a $5 lunch, which, I mean, who can go wrong with? Listen to these guys over there.
Just tearing it up.
You guys are just like munching and eating and making
messes. You know when it's good, the
mirror's
not talking, so it's
very
good.
You're making messes. They're making a mess.
We really have to
take a picture so you guys can see this on Food for Thought NH or our Facebook page. Yes, you should see Mike.
Now, chicken's pretty good, isn't it, Mayor?
It is. The chicken's very good.
Yeah.
The batter's good, too.
It really all smells fabulous. It smells really
I just love this sauce, though. This is fantastic.
It works great. Like I said, the hot and the sweet mm-hmm. works great together. I love being able to take a little bit of play. I mean, it's taking New England traditional and then mixing it with Southern. Something I haven't done before, and a lot of places have the freedom here that I haven't had in other restaurants.
All right, what about desserts? What would be a New Orleans-style dessert, if you can help
me
with
that? Well, those we kind of order. We have a pecan pie, a bourbon pie, bourbon bread puddings. I mean, we have a lot of varieties of vignettes, which is just basically...
Vignettes are... Mm. They're
haven't
ridiculous.
Had
I did a play on one the other day with the vignettes and did like a cinnamon roll fried vignette. And I almost fell in love with it myself. That might be on the menu soon. We never know.
Well, Lou has brought them over.
Cinnamon roll with powdered sugar.
Yeah, I would love to try that. Thank you.
Yum.
It's the etouffee, I do believe, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm.
Now, etouffee is the
crawfish. Yep.
Right. Okay.
My beans and rice is basically ham and andouille sausage, and then the jambalaya has shrimp, it has chicken.
Well, there's no jambalaya left, so
sorry.
Not to worry.
He's not kidding.
Jambalaya's gone. Here's some beans.
Oh, trade you. All right, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that...
You two are hilarious.
Did you know that Emeril Lagasse taught Julia Child how to make etouffee?
No.
You would think that, you know...
It would be the other way around.
The other way around, yes. But yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Two names I haven't heard of, Julia Child.
Yeah, wow. In the same sentence.
Yep.
Yeah,
so, James, what is your background?
My background?
With cooking.
Oh, well, let's see. I have no culinary... I'm not culinary trained in a school, but I have worked at a lot of great restaurants. I worked for Mike Buckley down at Surf, and Mike Buckley's great
stuff. Love his restaurants.
I worked at Nashua Country Club. I've worked at Charter Oak Country Club. I've danced around to some of the finer restaurants to learn it, and started in places like Applebee's and Bickford's.
There you go.
Anybody can learn anything with food as long as you want to try and strive. I kept learning as much as I possibly could without going to school for it.
Well, and what you are producing is... It's amazing. And, you know, I had on the show yesterday Bobby Marcotte, the chef over at the Tuckaway Tavern in Raymond. And like yourself, he doesn't have any, like, official, you know, schooling.
French cuisine, culinary training. But I know a lot of the techniques and the traditional styles. But the part about going to school is that I'm not following any traditional rules. I'll try anything.
There you go.
I don't know it's taboo. I don't know that it's already taboo by some French culinary chef from years ago. I just said, hey, let's try it, see if it works. So I end up with a lot of strange dishes sometimes, and somebody might look at it and go, oh, it's not quite right. But that's how you experiment.
Yeah, but, you know, you are having fun, and you're giving it your own twist.
Yep.
And, you know.
And now, like I said, Lou is the owner of of Nolan's, and he lets me pretty much, he says, do whatever you want with it, try whatever you want. And I love that freedom. We go into the Restaurant Depot, and I pick out my own salmon, I pick out my own specials, and I pick out what's fresh, and that's where my specials come from. I walk in there and figure it out. I don't try to pre-plan it. I just walk in, what's fresh on their shelves, what just came in off the boats, what can I sell that's going to be the freshest I can for the customer.
Wow. Chef, where did you grow up?
Basically in Bristol, Connecticut, and then I moved up here through the year after I was 20, so I did most of my culinary career up here.
Hmm. Where's your favorite place to dine when you have a chance?
I don't go out to eat.
Oh.
I go out for breakfast. If I want to go out, it's generally for breakfast. I don't go out to eat. I can make meals on it. That's why I became a chef, so I can make my meals at the restaurant.
That's smart.
I've never heard anybody say they don't go out to eat.
I don't have time.
Well, you know, that is true, because you are a chef, and chefs work.
Sunday's my day off, and I pretty much don't want to do much of anything, let alone go deal with food. And then if you order something that's not right, I don't like to complain. So I'd just rather make it myself. Don't get me wrong, there are lots of great places to eat, and I've had lots of good foods around here, but it's just not something I'm big on doing. I like to go see new places. My favorite restaurant was Shula's in Manhattan. How's that?
Oh, Don Shula, the football coach, is the steakhouse, right?
Yeah, I went there from in Manhattan and had the best meal and spent $120 on it. I don't plan on doing that around here anymore.
Isn't that funny? The best cowboy steak I ever had was at Michael Jordan's at Mohegan Sun. You just don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. I've been there, too, and
oh, my God.
I like their truffle fries.
Yeah.
Truffle fries are good there, and also the
you've been there, too?
The bread with the cheese.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you done eating?
Well, he might pick a little bit, right?
No, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. I need to get back to work.
All James, right. thank you very much.
You.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming
James,
on.
Thank you. It was excellent.
Beating the mayor, and I will bring your plates over after,
no
right after
thank
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to meet you, Chef. Thank you. Take care. You know, it's always nice to meet the people behind, you know, the menu, so to speak, or the food, to get their thoughts on why they do what they do.
It's true. It is true. Kind of like almost the unsung hero, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, behind the scenes, a lot of people don't, you know, sometimes get to meet the chefs. And, you know, and I love that Lou lets him have his creativity, you know? I mean, as an owner, I think of, you know, I hope he's keeping his food cost in line and his labor cost in line and, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, Nolens sounds like the menu looks fantastic.
Very good.
Well, I think the mayor's very pleased with the meal.
It was a great job. The food was excellent. Chicken was moist.
Yeah. The crab cakes.
You know, all this food reminds me this Saturday at St. Nicholas Church on Bridge Street, they're having their Greek festival. Starts at 11, goes to 6, barbecued lamb, pitta, all the desserts. They were making baklava when I was there the other day. So certainly it's the season is starting.
Yes, it is.
But this food at Nolens was excellent.
Good.
The salmon,
I know,
really tasty.
Really, really good.
And not overcooked. It was just right.
It was.
Nice and moist.
I'll try it again.
Okay, just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. See, Carol, you keep putting pressure on yourself. You've come up with all these great hits for the mayor.
I know. I'm so proud of myself.
I know. Last week.
Well, it's great to know that there are so many great restaurants in the city of Manchester.
That is right.
Because they all do a great job. So certainly when you're out eating, I don't think you can go to a bad spot that's on Elm Street. Every one of them does a great, great job.
You're right.
And even off of Elm Street. So if you're out there listening, come on down from Concord and any other surrounding towns enjoy the restaurants here in Manchester.
That's right. So, Mayor, before we let you go, anything else happening in Manchester?
Well, you know, yesterday we were at the garden party for the Moore Center, and they celebrated Dick Anagnost. And certainly he's a wonderful individual who does a lot of great things in the city, but that's always a great party. And if you ever schedule anything, you look ahead on your calendar and find out when the Moore Center is having their garden party, because it never, ever rains, and it's always a beautiful day.
Terrific.
So those are some of the great things that are happening. We went through 3 graduations last Saturday, shook every graduate's hand, and had a great time, and over 1,000 kids, and certainly that's one of the exciting days here in the city.
Yes, it is.
Today, I think, is the opening of the Manchester Farmers Market later in the day.
It is. I'm going up to that. We'll be up there at 2:30 and doing that, and certainly that's another exciting time.
What are the chances that could get moved to perhaps a little bigger venue to spread out, put some more people, either Victory Park or even Veterans Park?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, and the problem is about parking the trucks that deliver the food. The venue I thought would have been a real exciting one would have been with the Brady Sullivan Tower downtown, where they could have met in that courtyard, where could have gotten an awful lot of people from downtown coming to visit. But, you know, we couldn't accommodate, so certainly we'll go up to Concord Street, and they're there for the summer. And I know that people love to go up there, and there's an awful lot of great varieties there.
There is.
It's not just vegetables. Last year, they had a gentleman from the seacoast that had lobsters that came in, and they've got some of the farms that grow all organic beef and lamb and different things like that. So those are there.
They have chickens there usually.
They even have pastry there. So
Lala's.
Lala's
is always
Lala's
there.
Lala's is always there.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody was asking, why is it on a Thursday? And when you think about how the farmers markets have just gotten so competitive, don't bother putting it on a weekend because there are so many already. And I love the fact that it is downtown. It would be nicer, as you pointed out, to have it at the Brady Sullivan Plaza there, but couldn't work it out. It's too bad because that would definitely increase the traffic, even though it's only two blocks away as
right.
It is on Concord Street.
Out of sight, out of mind sometimes.
Yeah, that's so true. And and one example that I think of is the restaurant I used to see you at on Elm Street North up toward Pappy's.
The Way We Cook?
The Way We Cook, which is a restaurant I always loved going to, but I would go in there and there generally wouldn't be as many people as I thought there should
exactly,
be.
Exactly, totally.
And I think that some people don't take the extra 5 minutes to walk north of Bridge Street.
You are
and
exactly
I'm thinking,
right.
If he was a little further south, so you got it. People need to get more adventurous and see what else there is besides Bridge Street on the north and Granite Street on the south, I think, for Elm Street.
No question. There's an awful lot of, as I said, further along on Elm Street, The Way We Cook is a wonderful place. There's an awful lot of other fine eateries all over the city.
Yeah, and The Way We Cook, they were at the Best of New Hampshire the other night, and they were serving their pitta, which it was delicious. It was very, very good.
They do a great job
they
with
them. They do a great job. I was so happy to see them there. And,
So. Well, now, was it today or yesterday, coffee with the cops over at McDonald's on the west side?
I think it might have been today.
Yeah.
Might have been today.
I thought that was a great idea, and again, part of the whole culture that Chief Mara has established to create a little bit more of a connection with the community. So that seemed like a good idea.
And this afternoon, we're kicking off the mosquito stomp at Veterans Park
what?
At quarter of five. That should be an interesting time. So
what the heck's that about?
Isn't it a race, right?
Well, it's kind of, it's a race. It's an annual conference that they have, but it's the kickoff. And we'll be over there kicking that off this afternoon. So it's a lot of great things happening in the city.
Well, you'll be doing all that on a full stomach. Compliments of Nolan's today.
Yeah, you're right. And city year graduation on Friday.
Ooh, good. Very good. Busy. You have a busy week. You've had a couple busy weeks.
Well, they're going to continue to get busier.
All right.
There you go.
Well, we will let you go.
And thank you. Lunch was great, as usual.
I'm glad.
It's our pleasure.
Glad you enjoyed
it. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
My hat goes off to Nolan's.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Great job. Too much food, but great job.
Do we need to bag any of this up?
No.
You're going to leave it here?
I'm leaving it here. I can't eat anymore.
We always send you away with a carry-on bag.
You do, but I'm glad that they had the healthy salmon because that was excellent.
Yeah. I said you got to have a little healthy twist on it.
Yes.
So,
there wasn't much that was unhealthy.
It's true. That is true.
The chicken was healthy. It was fried. We got to the meat, but took the batter
back
off.
Backtrack to that. The chicken was healthy. It was fried?
Yeah, well, we took the fried batter off.
You did?
Yeah.
He was picking at it, and I got to the chicken.
He ate the chicken. I ate the breading.
All right.
All right.
Mrs.
Thanks,
Gatz,
folks.
I didn't see that part.
No.
Have a great day.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful
you.
Time.
Thank
see
you.
Ya.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
He'll be all over the city today, so look
all
forward.
Right.
Your mayor,
thank
Ted Gatzis. You're very welcome. All right, good enough.
All right, well, I think we're going to go on a break.
Yeah, I got a little cleaning
to take
up
a break.
To do.
Yeah, you got to clean up. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
You got Food for Thought going on right now. Thank you for listening. It's Carol and Mike. We're brought to you by Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, 2nd Street, Manchester. Authentic Mexican at incredible prices. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, your coaching solution company, IntegrityFit.com. We are on the Pulse, WTPL 107.7 at 12:49.
And yes, we're back. So
we're going to get the food holiday today.
We didn't talk about the food holiday. Today's food holiday, well,
it's
actually,
Lobster Day, isn't it, or something?
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought
this
I saw
Wednesdays.
That somewhere.
Today, no.
Well, somebody's listed it.
You know what yesterday's was? Because, you know, we've been talking about, it's been all this fattening stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Oh.
So it was for me.
Oh, it was?
Yesterday.
Okay.
But today is National Cherry Tart Day.
I'll pass on that. It's okay.
Too.
But,
me too. That is so not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also International Picnic Day.
Okay.
And it's National Go Fishing Day. And it's International Sushi Day.
Oh, there's a couple seafood type of items in there, which is perfect because this is National Seafood Month. June is. And that will be the topic tomorrow of Comedy Cold Cuts.
Ooh,
lobster, fishing, all things having to do with seafood. Right around 12:30, we'll kick off Comedy Cold Cuts.
That's always so fun. And in the trivia, they had some picnic trivia here, and I thought it was kind of interesting because they talk about New Hampshire. Do you like picnics? The people of Hancock, New Hampshire, like them so much that what started as a family picnic in 1879... has grown into a picnic that includes the whole town and anyone who has ever lived there.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Hancock has celebrated Old Home Day for more than 120 years.
Have you ever been to Hancock?
I never have.
It's a cute little town, and they have a really interesting farmer's market there. They have a series of old horse stalls, and I'm not sure if it was part of the town livery or whatever it was, but there's just tons and tons of stalls, and that's where they set up the vendors, the farmers, and the people that bake, and the artisans and stuff.
That's kind of cool.
On Saturday, and I was there a couple years ago covering it for New Hampshire Magazine, and they had this little kid and his brother and a couple of their friends that set up a lemonade stand.
Aww.
And it was really cool because it seems to me their dad was like a doctor, like Doctors Without Borders or something like that, where you do, you know, you give your time and you do medical work overseas, and I think this kid was inspired to raise money for Doctors Without Borders or something along those lines. And he was bringing – he was cooking pizzas and bringing them over, plus the lemonade. It was – it's a really – I thought that was one of the best farmers markets I've been to in Hancock. So it's funny you'd mention that today.
Now, where is Hancock?
It's in the Monadnock region as you head out toward, I want to say, Antrim, Peterborough. Probably missing a town in there that I should be hitting.
Okay.
But it's probably an hour out of Manchester. You know, got to follow all the back roads to get there.
There you go.
But it's a very quaint town. Real cool general store.
Oh, right, see, I love towns
like
that. I really like towns like that.
Exactly. Cute. I went on a whale watch.
Yes.
Two
how
days
was
ago.
It?
Well, have you ever been on one?
I never have. I've only seen the tail of a whale deep sea fishing.
Yeah. All right. So at least
June was talking about that.
Well, at least you did see that much.
The tail.
Yeah. Well, but that's generally all you see. You might see the top.
Well, right. I mean,
they don't jump out of the water that much. I mean, they do and they can, but so I was shocked. We get there to Gloucester, and you know where that is. That's Cape Ann, north of Boston. And I figured we'd go out, you know, 10, 20 miles, but the whales have been feeding a little further out, and they guarantee you will see a whale. Or you can go as often as you want for the rest of your life until you see one, which, of course, they have a 98% viewing rate. So that's not really a tough thing. They're not going to lose any money on that. And it's a great gimmick. So we had to go a little bit further and further and further. Now, this particular boat, the Hurricane 2, I think it is, it's Cape Ann Whale Watch, goes up to 33 miles an hour, which is very fast. But it's a big vessel, so it doesn't seem like you're going that fast. So about 2 hours out, they had to go a little further than they usual do because there's a bunch of other boats in the area, and they all radio each other when they see one or several
to let
everybody know. It's kind of a cooperative thing, New England Aquarium Whale Watches, Cape Ann Whale Watches. So we're out there for a while, and I notice land, and I'm thinking, well, let's see, what's south of Gloucester? Well, maybe that's... yeah, maybe that's Revere or something. I didn't see the Boston skyline. We were at a Provincetown.
Oh my gosh!
What?
Wow!
Provincetown was right there. I did not expect that we would be going all that distance.
Right.
It was 5.5 hours. Normally, it's about 4. But once they got out there, they were all around us, and so they wanted to keep the boat there because people were taking pictures.
Cool. So you saw like a lot of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we did, and it's a pretty amazing sight. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. Is, as you know, I'm on vacation the next couple of weeks, and much of that will be spent sailing with friends who have a sailboat. And we were talking about going from Gloucester to Provincetown, which would put us right through the center of whale country where, you know, when you're on a small boat like that, you can almost, you know, reach out and touch them or get capsized by them.
Are you going to go that way?
We're talking about it.
Yikes. You wouldn't be scared?
No, not really, because whales don't really want to bump into things either, as
the educator explained. What if they accidentally do it? I mean,
could happen, I guess. I don't know. You'll just have to get a permanent part, to, you know, fill in a co-host for me. Mike never returned.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
So it is worth doing.
Yeah.
They have, because it's a long trip. It was school field trip day.
Oh.
So there were busloads of kids. And of course, as you know, not everybody handles motion well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So nothing I've ever had to deal with, but there were a handful of kids that spent the day hanging over the rail. But
ooh,
that's just the way it goes.
Right.
But they have educators on board that walk around table to table and tell you interesting facts about whales, because you're pretty much 3 hours or more, you're just going with nothing happening until you stop and you find the whale. So
right,
they try to fill the time and give you some information. So
yeah,
definitely worth it. We used Groupon, so we saved like $15 a ticket.
Good.
So check that out. It's a fun thing when you have people from out of town that have never been to the ocean. Whale watch is a good activity.
There you go. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking with Linda Ditch of Kansas, her blog There and Back Again. You can check it out at lyndaathompson.blogspot.com. Today, we're going to be talking about Creole shrimp.
Oh.
Interesting that we just had Nolans
yes,
in, right?
Yeah.
And favorite summertime seafood dishes. So stay tuned. Oh. Food for Thought will be right back.